I had Marty Boer from the Michigan Sports Network give me a tip on a really cool sports story involving the Davenport University women's club rugby team. So he gave me the website, told me to go to dupanthers.com, and I look up women's rugby. Davenport University on the west side of the state, just south of GR. And I looked at some of the scores. And I'm always a big, hey, I can't believe that score. So Davenport University women's rugby beat Grace College 67-0 to start the fall season. Beat Adrian 24-5 game two. Grand Valley 69-5. Notre Dame 66-17. The Davenport University women's rugby team then hosted Ohio State University, beat them 124-0. Now I know in the state of Michigan, anytime you read a score that says Ohio State lost 124-0, that's a good day. Beat Indiana on the road in Bloomington 27-17. Beat Michigan State 46-7. Then the Davenport University women's club rugby team hammered Michigan 52-0. So between Michigan and Ohio State, the Davenport University women's club rugby team outscored the Wolverines and the Buckeyes 176-0. Well, guess what? They're a pretty good team. They're in the playoffs, and coming up on Saturday in Matthews, North Carolina, they are taking on Navy in the national championship game. And Marty Boer from the Michigan Sports Network spent holiday time with Brooke McFarlane and her family. And Brooke is a freshman out of Howell, and I think she's standing by here on the Huge Show across Michigan. Welcome in, Brooke.
Thank you for having me.
Wow. You know, when Marty Boer from the Michigan Sports Network told me to go to dupanthers.com and check out the scores of the Davenport women's rugby team, that's a pretty impressive season you guys have put together, including two playoff wins, 72-10 over Colorado and 70-26 over Utah State, and then the championship game coming up on Saturday down in North Carolina.
Yeah, we've worked our butt off this season for sure.
All right, so for somebody who hasn't played rugby, and I know there's men's and women's rugby at Davenport, tell me about the sport, what attracted you to it, and how it's growing.
So it attracted me to it by freshman year of high school. I had met a friend that played, and I had no idea what it is. My parents had no idea what it was. I signed up, went to the first practice, and my dad okayed it without knowing anything. And he showed up to my first game and was like, yep, definitely researching sports. She plays after this again. So it's been a very interesting career path to take so far.
How physical is the sport for somebody who has never played rugby, who's listening right now when that Davenport University women's team was scrumming with Utah State in the playoffs last week? How physical is it during and after the game?
It's very physical, not just at the game, but after too, because your body is so sore. But we play without pads, and so it's just bone on bone, hitting skin on skin. So it's very, very contact.
So what's the worst injury you've suffered since you started playing women's rugby?
Actually, I've gotten out scot-free compared to some of my teammates. The worst injury I probably had was a sprained ankle or something like that.
Well, it's pretty cool that you get Navy in the championship game. You guys have traveled everywhere. Norman, Oklahoma, Iowa City, University Park, Pennsylvania, now Matthews, North Carolina, playing Navy in the club finals on Saturday. What do you guys think about that matchup?
We're ready for it. We prepared for it all season. This is something, you know, we progressed all season to reach and are very excited for just the opportunity to be here. But we are really excited to take on the Navy and thinking we got a good shot at it.
Yeah, well, I think after beating Michigan and Ohio State by a combined score of 176-0, Davenport University women's rugby is pretty strong and has a great shot at beating Navy for the championship this weekend down in North Carolina. Brooke McFarland is out of Howell, Michigan. She is part of the Davenport University women's rugby team. Good luck against Navy Saturday. Thanks for your time and safe travels.
Thank you. Have a great day.
All right, there you go. She sounds so nice, so professional. And it was just physical wanting to play it. I tried that. I tried rugby once for a fall in college, and it's like playing, picture tackle football on steroids in the backyard with no equipment. But then instead of young kids, it's grown men. It was cool. You know, when you're 18, 19, you're gung-ho to do anything. And then after doing it, I realized the drinking age was 3-2, or it was 18 for 3-2 beer in Oklahoma, and I had to make a decision. No rugby. Though the post rugby match parties were awesome in college. Good luck to Davenport University. Women's rugby in the national title game Saturday in North Carolina against Navy.